Tonight is all about the little guy. Eighth graders crossing the bridge from middle school to high school. We will be taking a look at truths about high school, as well as the myths of it. Stay tuned, eighth graders, here on Channel 2 News. This newscast brought to you by Napkins, the one-stop shop for nose and mouth cleanliness. And we're back with Channel 2 News. Now on to our final story of the evening, making the transition from middle school to high school. This story is all about the little guy, or girl, the eighth grader. Top of the totem pole, soon to be the bottom once again. Walking through those high school doors for the first time can be a very scary experience for some. But we have some special people here that say there is nothing to worry about. Eighth graders have shared their fears with us, and in turn, we have some high schoolers who are ready to shoot down those fears and bust some myths. With the story, here's Amber.
Thanks, Adam. I am here to disclose some of the things that students wish they knew before entering high school. For all those eighth graders out there, listen closely to this inside story. Most middle school students envision high school to be a scary place, but in reality, it is not much different than middle school. Teachers still have expectations for you, friend making is not any different, and there are many ways you can get involved with your school and community.
Well, that is a sigh of relief for upcoming freshmen, Amber.
Yes, it is, Adam. I have more vital information to ease the minds of our viewers.
It is often understood that high school is more challenging. This is somewhat true. High school classes are not much harder because students' knowledge increases with age. In addition, most high schools implement more study hall hours into the school day, so make good use of these. Teachers, counselors, and other staff in the school are there to help you. Ask frequent questions and seek advice if needed.
Amber, are there any helpful study tips you could share with our viewers?
Why, yes, there are, Adam. I'm glad you asked. The key to doing well in school is being an organized student. Paying close attention and careful note-taking during class lectures will increase your retention when exam time comes. Further, creating study guides and flashcards to test yourself will benefit you greatly. If a student uses some of these suggestions, there will be no need to do last-minute cramming.
Last-minute cramming is definitely not the way to go, kids. Amber, why is it so important that freshmen get good grades from the start?
Adam, this is a great question. And if our viewers leave us remembering one thing from this segment, I hope it is this. It is critical to get good grades from the start because these grades will impact you all the way through your senior year. It could even make or break your chances for getting into a dream college of yours or earning a prestigious scholarship.
My goodness, that is a lot of pressure to put on today's youth. Luckily, those students about to enter high school listening to this broadcast are already one step ahead of the game to make their high school experience a great one. Thanks to my colleague Amber for giving us the inside story from the perspective of high school students. That story brought to you by Tables. Need somewhere to do homework? Eat a meal? Try Tables.
Do 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 do.
And on to our next story, making friends in a new environment. With this story, our award-winning field reporter, Rachel.
Sports, student council, mock trial,
objection,
the theater, and choir, and the band. These are just some of the few opportunities offered. Being involved within these activities will give you an opportunity to meet new people that have similar interests and may be similar to you. Whenever you are being introduced to a new environment, meeting new people can be hard, but the easiest way to meet people is by getting involved.
Rachel, are there any hidden benefits in joining these clubs?
Why, yes, there is, Adam. Being involved in sports and clubs, you are being productive, and you can learn teamwork, responsibility, and time management. With these qualities, teachers will see you as a good kid and a good student. Here are some tips when you want to meet and greet. When you're meeting new people, it is good to be aware of your persona. Be friendly and smile. Try to make easy conversations. Maybe make a joke. That will open the door, and if they are willing to walk in, they will respond accordingly. Once you find people with similar interests, you will be able to build better relationships.
Hey, Rachel, here's a joke for you. 2 and 10 has met on a roof, fell in love, and got married. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was excellent.
Nice try, Adam, but don't give up your day job. Just like Adam here, remember to be yourself. Don't lose sight of who you are. You have your own set of ethics and morals, and there will be trials in life and in high school where those guidelines are tested with peer pressure.
Peer pressure is huge.
It can be, but there are different types of peer pressure. There can be positive peer pressures, like stepping outside of your comfort zone by joining a play or a mind club, or staying after school to join a study session. Those can be seen as positive influences. Negative peer pressures, like drinking, smoking, and sex, can bring unwanted setbacks, so steer clear of those.
Hey, don't forget the other positive pressure. You know that song from David Bowie? Pressure, pushing down on me.
Haha, not quite. Just remember, when trying new things in high school, just be yourself.
And now before our last section of the night, a word from our sponsors. Screen doors. Want to keep your neighbors out but still eavesdrop on them? Get a screen door.
Do 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 do.
To wrap things up, we have our own Mythbuster here on the Channel 2 News set. There are many myths about high school that frankly are just untrue. Let's take it over to the one and only Mythbuster, Jenna.
Thanks, Adam. Still think high school is a scary place where all your fears are going to come true? Well, as Adam said, I'm here to bust some of those myths you have about high school. We took a look at some of those myths with 8th graders and high schoolers to find the truth, and what we found was the truth behind the myth. Ever have those nightmares of walking down the hall looking up at the bigger, taller, and meaner kids glaring down at you? Then suddenly one shoves you into a locker and laughs? Well, we're here to tell you that your nightmares will only ever be a dream. We found from high schoolers that this does not actually happen. Kids are not shoving their peers into lockers, and seniors are actually nice. One source who believes in this myth before entering high school found that he was actually one of the bigger guys in the halls. So, Adam, what do you think about this myth?
Well, Jenna, I would say myth busted. What other myths did you find out about?
Glad you asked, because I am just getting started. I also found that students thought schoolwork would be harder and teachers meaner. However, the work seems to stay the same based on the fact of students' intellectual growth through the grades, and the teachers, well, they are just as personable as in middle school.
Well, isn't that the cat's pajamas?
It truly is, Adam. 8th graders have nothing to worry about except to keep up with homework.
Homework? Who does homework?
Students who want to do well, that's who. A concern from students was having a lot of homework going into high school. But there's nothing to worry about. High schoolers say there is not that much. You just have to do it. That means you too, Adam.
Oh man, do I have to?
Yes, and that starts with asking me about our final myth we need to bust.
Alright, I could do that. What is our final myth to bust?
Well, I'm glad you asked. However, I don't think the 8th grade viewers will be.
Oh no, don't tell me they took away recess.
Sorry, Adam. That has been long gone for 8th graders. Anyone out there waiting to witness their first food fight in high school? Well, I'm sorry to inform you that food fights do not happen during lunch periods. Those are all the myths I have to bust tonight.
Way to end on a sour note, Jenna. Now no one is going to look forward to high school.
Sorry, Adam, but it had to be said. So for all you out there who thought high school would be like the movies, it's not. It's just another stepping stone in your life you have to take. Back to you, Adam.
Well, I guess that is both the positive and negative thing. Not being like the movies. With all that we have enlightened you with, I hope all you 8th graders listening are a bit more prepared to enter the more than exciting high school experience. In closing, I will leave you with one last piece of advice. Take risks. It is hard to believe that your middle school years are over, right? Well, here's a news bulletin for you. High school goes even faster. Enjoy the time that you have, get involved, and most importantly, have fun. It's going to be scary at times, fun at times, and hard at times. But it is only 4 short years of your life. Enjoy it while you have it. That's all for tonight. Thank you for joining us. From everyone here at Channel 2 News, have a great evening.